This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. For possibly the first time ever, the Minnesota Chippewa tribe has convened all 11 Ojibwe and Dakota tribes in Minnesota to protect wild rice in the state. Reporter Melissa Townsend has the details.
The coalition came together in response to a statewide wild rice task force Governor Mark Dayton established in 2017.
As a whole, all of the six bands of the Minnesota Chippewa tribe had an issue with it.
Michael Northbird is the environmental program manager for the Minnesota Chippewa tribe.
Long story short, it was because the governor's task force on wild rice was comprised of industry representatives. Those who are meant to be regulated are given influential power over the best interests of the public.
Of the 15 seats on the governor's task force, 8 were for industry and 3 were for tribes. So instead of being part of the governor's task force, Minnesota Chippewa tribe leaders created their own. In their final report, released in December, there are a number of recommendations, but 3 major findings stand out. First, they detail which water quality regulation they feel should be in place.
This law that's been in place since 1973 should have been enforced all this time, and then not only the people of Minnesota, but the industry themselves wouldn't be at this point.
That law limits sulfate to 10 milligrams per liter of water. It was never enforced, and for the past few years, there's been talk of changing the regulation. The tribes do not want that to happen. Another main finding in the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe's report identifies which bodies of water in the state are wild rice waters. Where should the regulations be enforced? Turns out, different agencies have different lists.
The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency might not have the same definition or common agreements with the Minnesota DNR as far as to what constitutes as a wild rice water.
The Tribal Wild Rice Task Force recommends combining all these lists. The final number of wild rice waters would include more than 2,300 lakes. The final main point of the tribal report comes from scientific data collected in water throughout the state. Using this data, the report identifies one area where water sulfate levels are the highest. It's around the mines in the northern half of the Arrowhead. Michael Northbird, environmental program manager for the Minnesota Chippewa tribe, says he wants this to be clear. He says there's been a lot of confusion about whether municipal wastewater treatment plants would have to install expensive equipment.
You had a bunch of people that were not going to be affected by any of it. It was not going to cost them or their customers or ratepayers any more extra. But they're showing up at press conferences and making up hypotheticals and, oh, well, who's to stop somebody from saying our little waste pond that we just built last year is all of a sudden going to grow wild rice? And then we got to get, you know what I mean? Like, they just did a really good job of building up that fear in people that was just completely unwarranted.
The report has been delivered to state legislators. And Michael Northbird says the Tribal Wild Rice Task Force hopes they take it seriously. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.